Studio A2 and the Acoustic Brunch, both brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. And if you listen to the program regularly, you will often hear a voice that I am a huge fan of. Liz Longley joins me in Studio A2 again this morning. Welcome back, Liz.
Thanks for having me, Don. So good to be here.
It's always good to see you, and I'm very bummed that I didn't get to see you on your last trip through Michigan. A couple of shows, your headlining show at Seven Steps Up, and opening for one of my favorite live bands, Delta Ray, too. How'd that
we
go for you?
We had such a good time. Ann Arbor is such a great place to be. And the Arc is just... it doesn't get better than that. I've always loved playing there. And I was telling the audience, actually, when I started playing music, I would stalk all my favorite artists and see where they played. And then I'd reach out and try to get into the show and or try to open a show there or something. And the Arc was always one that I wanted to play. So it's always surreal getting to stand there and be like, I wanted this for so long, you know.
And
it's
there you
a great
are.
Place. Yeah.
One of my friends who's one of the main volunteers there said the audience loved her because she made sure she shared a picture of you on stage with Delta Ray singing, I don't know what song because I wasn't there, unfortunately. I was DJing away.
Dead End Road. I get to sing that with them when I'm touring with them, and it's so much fun. Just getting to, I stand between Brittany and Liz, and we all huddle around one mic, and it's my favorite moment.
I've seen some pictures online of that, and it made me jealous every single time I saw it. So nothing particular going on other than the fact that I had a chance to catch up with you, and I never miss a chance to catch up with you. So I don't know what songs you want to play, but I'm happy to hear you sing anything. What would you like to start with?
Sure. I'll start with the title track of my latest record. This is a song I've been playing a lot the past little while. It's a song called Weightless.
This is Liz Longley in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
You can have the couch, the lamp, the diamond ring, the books on the shelf, the dishes in the sink. Take, 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 take everything. Take, 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 take. When you've cleared the walls and emptied out the drawers, when you've filled your pockets with all your claim is yours. Take, take, take it with you right out the front door. Take, 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 take. I wanna be weightless on top of the world. I wanna be weightless. Don't wanna be anybody's lover girl. I'm gonna be weightless. I'm cutting the strings. I'm gonna be weightless. You can have the memories, they only bring me down. You can have the words, I should have never left your mouth. Take, 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 take that dark, heavy cloud. Take, 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 take. I wanna be weightless on top of the world. I wanna be weightless. Don't wanna be anybody's lover girl. I'm gonna be weightless. I'm cutting the strings. I'm gonna be weightless. I'm gonna be way up high beyond your gravity. Way up high where you can't get to me. Way up high. Beyond your gravity, way, way up, way, way up, way, way up. I'm gonna be weightless on top of the world. I'm gonna be weightless. Don't wanna be anybody's lover girl. I'm gonna be weightless. I'm cutting the string.
That is Liz Longley in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1 Waitlist, the title track from her latest album, and one that last time I heard, actually, when I played it on the air, it hit me, probably the same way it hit you when you wrote it. For some reason, sometimes you just connect with a lyric on a certain day, and that day I was like, oh, man, and I started to get a little like, stop it. So anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is a compliment to a songwriter to be
absolutely
to have an effect on somebody.
Absolutely.
That's the whole point, is to connect with people through the lyrics.
Yeah. So because I follow you, you don't follow me on Facebook. I see that you've like moved into a house and things are going well for you. Well, tell me about your life. I haven't seen you in about a year.
Has it really been a year? Wow.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I think so. Whoa, time flies. I've been living in Nashville for 6 years, and I've been really wanting to, you know, I travel so much and I always feel like I'm just kind of floating and I don't have a place to land, even though I lived in Nashville for so long, but I finally bought my first house there, which has been really fun. And I bought it in my favorite little neighborhood of East Nashville, where a bunch of musicians live. And I bought it even though it needed a ton of work. And luckily, I had just gone through another breakup. And my brother had just decided to come through Nashville at the time that I was moving. And he helped me paint the whole house. And we just kind of reimagined it. We're like, okay, this is it now. Let's imagine it looking all right.
Yeah.
And we've transformed it. And it's been really cool. And so it's been a really exciting time to just be creative in a different way, reimagining a house.
Is that, in addition to, let's say, the political climate in the world, is any of that having an effect on your songwriting? This like new life you have, this new house, and again, the opposite end is what's happening around you in the world. Are any of those really affecting what's going on in your mind as you write songs?
Because what's going on in the world is completely occupying my mind. I haven't put it into words in a song yet. I haven't figured out how to do that. But I haven't been writing a ton just because I've been a little bit preoccupied. But I did write one new song that I'm going to share with you. And I wrote it after yet another breakup, and I just didn't want to write about that anymore. I wanted to put my energy towards something positive. And so I decided to write, and maybe that does have to do with what's going on. It's like, I don't want to be writing these sad songs. Like we need to be strong. We need to love each other. So this is a song about true love, I guess.
What's it called?
It's called Heart of a Child.
Heart of a Child. This is brand new. Liz Longley in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Like I've never been broken, I've never been blue, I've never given everything, only just to lose. Like I've never fallen and had to get right back up. Like I've never been foolish and forced to grow up. Of a child, I'm gonna love you with a heart of a child. Quick to forgive and quick to forget, no keeping score, never in debt. I'll unguard my weakness, I'll show you all.
song that I believe is making its radio debut, Heart of a Child. Brand new Liz Longley in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Is that correct?
That is true.
Ooh, I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a journey becoming your friend and watching you just blossom. Because, I mean, you had albums out before I met you. And I remember you came in with my friend GW one day after playing his play. That was years ago now. And then that self-titled album has still been, to me, one of the best albums that has been released in the last 5 years. I can't remember when it came out anymore, but there's nothing has topped that album. Loved Weightless. Weightless was a growing thing for me. I had to learn to love it. Not that I didn't like it, but I was more of a love later as I got to know the songs better. Mm-hmm. And it is a little strange that sometimes I connect with the songs more when I see you perform them. Like when I hear them live, well, it's just because there's less to distract me. The production doesn't distract me. It's just you and the guitar and the songs and the lyrics.
Right.
I don't know what your approach is going to be because you really haven't even probably started planning this next record at this point. But
I haven't started planning, but I have started thinking about what I want it to be, and I think it will be more. So the last full albums that I did, you know, the first one in 2010, not the first one, but the first of the latest three. Sorry, that's very confusing. Was acoustic and just me and the guitar and the piano, and that was that album really started my career, and I think I kind of want to get back to that raw. That raw thing, because that's really what I do live, so it's a better representation of me. So I might go back to that more folkier, stripped down sound.
It's generally how you're out performing. I have the full band. I mean, you came with the full band to the Arc last
every now and then,
to promote Weightless, and I don't know what's more comfortable for you. I mean, I guess you're probably used to the acoustic thing, right?
Yeah, it is really my true love.
So you may as well. It seems like the right approach.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of, at least from people in the industry, it's like, well, you got to tour with the band and you got to make a record with the band. So it's kind of going against the grain to pull back. But I think that's really what makes me happy. So I might be selfish this next time around.
Seeing some journal entries from the road as you're traveling with your brother driving across the country this past summer with Delta Ray, I noticed you guys said you had some Hall & Oates jam, and I didn't know you got to perform with John Oates.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Have there been some other moments like that I didn't know about other performers?
No, that's one of a kind. I was playing in Carbondale, Colorado, 2000, I can't even remember the year now, 14, 15. And he must have a place there or something. And he also lives in Nashville, and we've crossed paths a little bit there. And it was crazy because he just reached out to me and said, hey, I'd love to sit in with you.
He reached out to you?
Yes, he reached out to me. I didn't know that he was going to be in town. He reached out to me. He was like, hey, I'd love to sit in. You know, I love your music. Let's play some songs together. And so he, on the spot, learned this song of mine called Out of My Head and jammed along with that. Then we're like, let's do a cover. And somehow we chose Girl from Ipanema, which is a song that I grew up listening to.
Love that song.
Our dad, my brother and I, we have a very, we're lucky. Our dad's very musical and he always had jazz music playing. And so Girl from Ipanema was a no-brainer. But yeah, it was really fun to make that music with John Oates for a hot second there.
If you got his phone number, you could say, now get me on Live at Daryl's House. You're friends with Daryl, right? Live at Daryl's House will help.
That's a good idea.
You should.
I should.
Yeah, I'm always coming up with ideas.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Any other great stories from the road while you're out and about? Any other really cool things happen that you can share that aren't too private?
Oh, well, my favorite thing about going to shows is talking to people afterwards and just feeling that connection through music and that we're not alone in anything that we go through. And that's really what makes me keep doing it. I love that moment. And I actually played that new song that I just played for you in Denver on the Delta Ray tour. And two women got engaged to it on the spot who had never heard the song before. And that kind of stuff is just like, wow, that's so cool to be part of that moment. Yeah.
Very powerful.
Things like that are my favorite.
That's a good story. Good story. Well, I can't wait for whatever's next based on what I've heard, which is one single solitary song. But I don't want you to go without maybe doing one other song if you have something in mind. Is there something?
Sure, I'll whip up something.
All right, what are we going to do?
I think I'm going to do a Ray LaMontagne song.
No way.
Yeah. I haven't played this for anyone. I was just sound checking it on the Delta Ray tour, and it's one of my favorite songs ever. We were actually driving through Washington and saw a sign for Spokane. And every time I see a sign for Spokane, I think of this song, Jolene, by Ray LaMontagne. So I thought I'd try to play it for you.
All right. This is Liz Longley in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Cocaine flame in my bloodstream. Sold my coal when I hit Spokane. Bought myself a hard pack of cigarettes. Early morning rain. Lately my hands, they don't has been stolen with dust in my mind. Held you in my arms one time, lost you just the same. Jolene, I ain't about to go stray. It's too late. I found myself face down in the ditch, losing my hair, blood on my lips. A picture you holding a picture me in the pocket of my blue jeans. I still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means. Jolene, la 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 la, Jolene, la 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 la. Been so long since I've seen your face, felt a part of this human race. I've been living out of this here suitcase for way too long. I need something I can hold on to, a 9-pound hammer, a woman like you. Either one of them things will do. Jolene, I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. I found myself face down in the ditch, losing my hair, blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. I still don't know what love means. Don't know what love means. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Please don't take him just because you can. I still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means. Jolene, na 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 na. Jolene, na 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 na.
Apparently she's a mind reader. Liz Longley, Jolene in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1. I'm thinking, I wonder if she could incorporate Dolly Parton's Jolene into that song. And bam, there it is. Very cool. Thank you for doing that for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, thanks for letting me try it out.
always a pleasure to be a guinea pig for you anytime you want. So swing up from Nashville and come visit anytime
Thank
you want.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This feels like radio home to me.
It's kind of a radio home to you. And I've probably said this before, and even though I'm about twice your age and a different sex than you, I feel like I would write, if I could write songs, you're writing them the way I would write them. Like,
you
write in my voice, and it's really weird because I don't know how you do that because we don't really know each other that well.
But you sound like a girl, John.
I am a girl. No, anyway, it's just.
When you sing.
No, I don't. I have a bass voice. It's not a girl voice, but always great to see you, and keep in touch with me about the new record and what happens
Thank
with
you.
How it's coming out.
Posted.
Yeah, if you need help.
One song written. Check.
One song. Check. If there's going to be like a GoFundMe
Long
or something.
Long way to go. Yeah.
If you're doing a GoFundMe or something, make sure you let me know about that, and I'll spread the word because as you said, when you walked in the door, a lot of folks were saying that I was talking about you at the Arc. And
so many people at the Arc were there because of you. So thank you for all that you do. So
Yay.
Cool.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah. It was really, really powerful. I was like, so many people were like, I'm getting this because John told me to, or John mentioned it on his show. Or
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That means a ton to me.
Yeah.
Right. We'll get back to the acoustic bunch and try and turn people on to something else in just a couple of minutes at 107.1.